Hello, Big Show fans. Randy here with another pre-show note. Just want to point out that this is an encore edition of the John Boy and Billy Big Show. It originally aired on Friday, September the 4th, 2020. Just don't want anybody to think they've woken up in their own personal Groundhog Day. And I hope you enjoy the show.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, madam. It is Friday, September the 4th. And you got a big show on the radio heading to Labor Day weekend. All right, y'all, let's labor hard today. Make up for slacking off on Monday. All except for Randy.
Oh, thanks.
Who will be hosting the best of the big show Labor Day Monday.
So, Randy, you're allowed to kind of half-ass it today. The rest of us are going to be on top of our heads.
Excellent. All right. Let's go look at the national days. Man, it is seven of these national days that we got today. Yesterday, it was like some Welsh rabbit that didn't contain real rabbit. So today, to see, we got National Newspaper Carrier Day.
Not many of those left.
Later this morning, we're going to be talking about the 15 dying professions that you should avoid the way we are in the world now. So,
and the newspaper carriers are going, what?
I did breeze through. That is not in the top 15, but you think it should be.
Yeah.
And a mail carrier. Is in there.
Well, I think you're... No, I'm slacking off. Never mind.
See, and this is going to save us so much time, too, Johnny.
It's a John Boy Jeopardy question that we got later for today. So let's not talk about it because I might give it away.
All right.
Okay, so let's move on. National Macadamia Nut Day. Macadamia Nut.
Macadamia.
Those. It's National Chianti Day.
That's... Chianti.
Chianti?
Yeah.
It's some kind of wine.
Right.
All right.
Chianti, so. I think, was a singer, but that's a whole other day.
Yeah. Didn't she marry that rapper guy?
Chianti Khan.
Yeah, that guy.
Today is National Wildlife Day. All right. It's about to have a day. Encourages improved awareness of the species around you.
Yeah, it'll come in handy at the farm.
I think I got most of them identified.
Mm-hmm.
National Lazy Moms Day.
Got one of those.
As we call it. Yeah, Friday. Today's National Food Bank Day. It encourages you to commit to contributing to the cause that believes no one should go to bed hungry. Food banks. And it's National College Colors Day. On the Friday before Labor Day, you're supposed to display your team spirit across the United States.
Are you losing interest in this?
Students, parents, family, fans, they get wordy in some of these.
He's got macadamia nuts on his mind all of a sudden. Yeah.
It's my day to slack off, not yours.
So basically, wear your college colors, which
is
what it means, National College Colors Day.
Wow. Yeah, because the name, just the title, that's so confusing.
All right, I got through those. I was dreading that for the first 5 minutes. Now we got 3 days in history saved up, and we'll bring our first prize pack out and get you ready to play Outburst. Mm-hmm. All right, see, that's a good plan. Slack off, Randy. I got it.
Yeah.
Hang on. Big Show rolls. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack to play for this morning, the LS Tractor Package. I encourage you to visit your local LS Tractor dealer. Check them out in person and register for a Pitbull Sportsman 820 Wood Pellet Grill. LS Tractor, a value that offers simply more. And you can find your local dealer when you click on the link at thebigshow.com. All right, look at our 3 dates in history where we're getting our categories. September the 4th, 1833, the world's first newspaper boy. Hey, I bet that's why it's National Newspaper Delivery Day.
Genius!
I bet it was 10-year-old Barney Flattery. He was hired by the New York Sun, a paper that began publishing just a few days earlier. An issue of the Sun sold for 1 cent. In 3 years, the paper became the largest in America with a circulation of 30,000.
You know that thing... Extra, read all about it. I wrote that.
That's right. I don't guess old Barney delivered them to the house. He just stood on the street corner.
Hollered.
We'll move up to 1986. After just getting his license back following a 5-year suspension, rocker Greg Allman was arrested in Florida for, you guessed it, drunk driving.
You know that extra, read all about it. I wrote that.
And finally, on this date in 2012, McDonald's has stated that it will open its first vegetarian-only restaurant in Amritsar, northern India. Ah, get it. Fast food chain known for its burgers anticipates it'll open a restaurant in the middle of 2013 and will build a second vegetarian-only location soon after the first has opened.
Well,
all right?
It sounds like there haven't been any updates to this story
that
in a while.
That was 8 years ago. didn't catch on, even in India.
Well,
there's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. That's your toll-free line. Come on, we'll play Outburst next. Show on the radio for you Friday, September the 4th, and then the Labor Day weekend. Our video today brought to you by LS Tractor, a value that offers simply more. Find your local dealer to BigShow.com. And you find our video of the day, never turn your back on a train.
Ooh, no.
Man, I jumped. This scared me to death.
Yeah, it's about as close as they'll ever be.
Yep.
Man, check it out. You get a chance. About 30 seconds of your day.
There you go.
You'll see this. Right there at thebigshow.com. All right. And right now, get our Friday winning again, and that's the plan.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Mark from Merle's Inlet, South Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John Moore and Billy Big.
Hey, man. Mark, good to have you in here this morning. Merle's in at Labor Day. Y'all might be busy this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go down to Lake Moultrie and get away from the crowd.
Attaboy. All right, Mark, well, let's see if we can send you off a winner here. But let's get through the categories. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
In 5 seconds, three jobs as a kid. Ready? Go.
Mowing the grass, a paper boy, and working on the farm.
Man, yeah, I did 2 out of 3 of those. Didn't have my farm work till later in life.
And nowadays, none out of 3.
All right, Mark, here we go. Category number 2, 3 things Florida is well known for. Ready to go?
Sunny beaches, Disney World, and Daytona Super
Speedway. Daytona, I heard that. And Greg Allman getting hammered. All right. And for the win, Mark, 3 items on the McDonald's menu. Ready to go.
A Big Mac, a sausage egg a muffin, and a quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah. He's the guy I blow the horn at. Just order already.
Mark, good work, buddy. LS Tractor Prize Pack. Head down to Merle's Inlet for you.
Thank you. And, I've gotten through a few times, but I haven't got my move yet.
All right, let's get Mark his move.
Thank you, sir. I'll give a quick shout-out to my lovely wife and a big shout-out to Mad Max.
Well, all right, Mark. We appreciate you, buddy. All right, here's what we're going to do. Catch you up on your news right on the other side. Calling all happy boys. Then we axe and Ike.
Thank you.
Good Friday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Heading to Labor Day weekend. Oh, yeah. We happy boys.
I was walking down the street on a sunny day. Hubba, 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. Yeah, my little dog Spot got hit by a car. Hubba, 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. I forgot all about it for a month and a half. Hubba, 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 hubba. I looked in the drawer and started to laugh. Hubba, 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 hubba. Cause I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey.
Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio.
Hello, I'm Marvin Webster. Welcome to another update on Living Large in the Age of the Lockdown. This is Quarantalk. The coronavirus pandemic continues to disrupt life in the USA. Somehow, the numbers keep going up, even though we've tried everything from pretending it's not real to pretending it never happened in the first place. As summer winds down and fall rolls in, millions of Americans normally make plans to visit their annual state fair. But thanks to coronavirus, over three-quarters of the big state fairs have either scaled down or canceled altogether, which raises an important question. Without the state fair food court, how can we make all our sketchy choices about what to eat this fall? Where will we get our deep-fried Snicker bars, funnel cakes, chocolate-covered meatloaf on a stick? Did you know kettle corn vendors make most of their yearly income during the 2 weeks of the state fair? And I'm talking about for the whole year. Are these plucky small companies headed for bankruptcy? Can the fair food business be saved? Well, of course it can, stupid. Nobody gets between the fattest country on earth and a pot of hot oil with a ribbon of fried dough floating on the top of it. America's state fair food vendors are hard at work as we speak, creating alternative delivery systems for their quote-unquote food. They're buying food trucks. They're offering delivery services and mail-order sampler packs. They're even selling kits that teach you how to turn regular food into borderline unhealthy fair food in the safety and privacy of your own home. If you're a hardcore fair foodie, your first stop should be a public Facebook group, like, say, Fair Food Finder, where almost 200,000 members get regular updates on how to get their greasy little hands on all their trans fat favorites. Plus, money-saving deals like 25% off home delivery from Sky Fluff Cotton Candy Company. That's right, cotton candy shipped right to your door, like a phone charger cable from Amazon. May I just say, ooh-wah, ooh-wah, ooh-wah. Meanwhile, over at statefairtogo.com, you can buy mail-order sampler packs from the state fairs of Texas and Minnesota. The Texas pack includes fried corn dogs, fried okra and gravy, fried grilled cheese, seasoned curly fries, and fried Oreos. It's so good, it's backordered till October. The Minnesota edition is completely sold out at the moment, but you can sign up online for email updates. So keep that double chin up, plus size friends and neighbors. This is the United States of America. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? No. Nothing is over till we say it's over. We're not going to let a little pandemic keep us from endangering our long-term health the old-fashioned way. They can cancel our fare, but they'll never cancel our fair food. As the Talking Heads once said, same as it ever was, same as it ever was. On our next edition, a sneak peek at a brand new kind of face mask you can wear while you eat a chili dog. For Quarren Talk, I'm Marvin Webster. Peace.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
This is Donald Trump, President of the United States, and you're listening to the Big Show on the radio, John Boy and Billy. These guys are tremendous. Right now, they're the number one John Boy and Billy I've ever heard. And I know a lot of John Boy and Billy's. Trust me, a tremendous amount of John Boy and Billy's. And there's some smaller shows, but this is the Big Show. It's the Big Show on your radio. I think that's how John Boy says it. The Big Show on the radio.
Big Show on the radio Friday, head into Labor Day weekend. I'm sitting around relaxing, time on your hands, head to BigShow.com. Catch up on any video of the days you might have missed. You know, the John Boy and Billy's Late Risers podcast, after podcast drops today before lunchtime. That'll be five for this week.
You know, you're making it awful hard for me to slack off.
Why am I not saying it right?
Hey, you're piling all this other stuff. Now I got to go look at the video of the day.
Yeah, you just got to do one more podcast as soon as we finish up, man. It's going to be all right. And any, follow us on social media, John Boy and Billy Facebook page. And a lot of y'all listen to your local station. It has a Big Show. Got fan pages as well. Mm-hmm. The Tater will peruse those for classic bits in the morning. Mm-hmm. Won't you, Tater?
Yeah, I'll have to get that done for you. Yeah. I thought we were all slacking off.
No, Nick, just me.
Just Randy.
Just you.
The rest of you are apparently half-assing it.
Oh, I got that. Nailed that.
Hey, and while I'm talking about social media, John Boy Billy Grilling Sauce now on Instagram. Find it, John Boy and Billy Sauce is the way it's labeled there when you follow Instagram. Good food, some good ideas for your Labor Day cooking out. Yeah, looking forward to that, man. Good weekend, dude. All right. At the end of that, all right. I got John Boy Jeopardy, Don Professions. Yeah, I got Hoyt, head to Darlington. All right. Yeah, man. Sorry, I'm just going through in my head. It is going to be a good rest of the show, Randy. Well worth it, you working on the podcast. Mm-hmm.
And now we're all up to speed on what you're doing. So.
Sounds like he's eating and having a party.
I know.
All right, then. Well, let's roll on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. You can win a Magooster Inline Spinners prize pack. Now, whether you're chasing trout in the mountains or fishing largemouth in a farm pond, Magooster Inline Spinners are the go-to lures, proudly American-made in East Tennessee. You go to thebigshow.com, click on the Magooster logo. If you enter code JBB at checkout, you get 20% off your order. Hang on, win you some right here in a second. First, boys racing in Darlington this morning. Hoyt and the Junior Nation Band got it covered.
Hey, yeah, I know. All right, hold on, we're recording. No, right now. Yeah, okay, fine. Wait, hold on a second. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the following is based on a true story. The names have been changed because, quite frankly, I couldn't remember most of them anyway. driving down to Darlington Speedway. Me and Delbert round Mother's Day. Driving down to Darlington Speedway with a truck full of hicks and the devil to pay. Delbert got a call from his mama. She said she missed his cute little face. And if we'd drive to Darlington County, she'd meet us there and we'd go to the race. Went 96 miles, never seen a cop. At Delbert and Gooch hanging at the T-top. Drunk and singing. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na.
It sounded about like this.
Na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na. Hey, good old gal at the handy pantry. Today's your lucky day for sure, all right. Me and my buddies, we're from up in Charlotte. We got $200, we wanna rock all night. Girl, you're looking at four big spenders. It ain't no telling what this bunch might do. We've been known to go on a bender. For a kiss and a smile, you can go on one too. Park your booty right here on the fender. It's race weekend. Tell me, what else were you gonna do? Let's go again, boys. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na.
It ain't getting no better.
Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Help us, Flinch.
Left in Darlington County. We drove to Florence to the Red Roof Inn. Delbert's mama drove up from Conway. It was mighty nice to see her again. She might be old, but she loves tequila. That stuff will hit you like an atom bomb. But when it comes to Mother's Day weekend, Delbert says you got to mind your mom. We never made it to Darlington Speedway. Come to on Sunday, all the action had stopped. Driving out of Darlington County, Delbert's mama got arrested for flashing a car. It was a sight. She's a mess, ain't she? Got a ton of personality, though. Wears the same size bra as my pants. 44 long. Sha-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na-na.
Y'all are the sorriest bunch of backup singers I have ever. I mean, I know I'm hungover, but can I just say, damn.
Ah, that's a good boy. He read him with a 7500. All right, y'all, let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Well, we found out yesterday about the royal corgis. A bunch of pampered dogs. The queen feeds them, and they say the most pampered in the royal family. And that's saying something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we figured that out. Two corgis and a Dachshund and a corgi mix. The other two dogs she's got, she got corgis and dorgies.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they had better words, you know, in English.
Unlike your language.
Right. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. According to a recent online article called The 15 Dying Professions You Should Avoid Like the Plague, the second worst profession to get in today, radio broadcaster.
Oh, yes.
That's number two.
I agree.
Well, we are looking for the worst.
What is radio anything else? Because if there's no broadcaster.
No, don't worry about that. We all right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next.
Hello.
Good morning. Big Show's on the radio. And our video today brought to you by LS Tractor. More standard features, best-in-class performance, and longer warranty all for a value that offers simply more. Find your local dealer. Click on the link at thebigshow.com and see this video. Make you jump. Never turn your back on a train.
Yeah, this is one lucky guy right here.
Yes, he is.
Kind of borderline on stupid, too.
So. Yes, and he's obviously a train fan. I mean, he's taking video of an antique train. You just got to see it for yourself.
And it's right there at thebigshow.com.
All right.
Well, let's play!
Yes, live across America, it's Jeopardy! Jeopardy! And now your host, a former radio anything-elser, now being avoided like the plague, he's John Boy.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's say hey to Dean. He's out of Milton, West Virginia. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
All right, buddy. First up, see what you got. Look at that recent online article called The 15 Dying Professions You Should Avoid Like the Plague. The second worst? Radio disc jockey, radio announcer. Yeah. With all the socialized music we got going on here, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all what right. It is.
Well, we are looking for number one on the list. What do you think it is, Dean?
Well, being a school bus driver, I'm thinking that, but I'm going to go with photographer.
Okay, so now are you a school bus driver or bus driver?
I'm a school bus driver.
Okay, all right, man. Are you taking them to school now?
No, we're still on hold right now.
Okay, all right.
What are you, a cop?
Oh, wait a minute. I got to see if he's right.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
I just talked the answer right out of my head. So what did you say?
I'm going to go with photographer.
Photographer, okay. See it. Photographer?
Well, you're not a very good cop or radio broadcaster today.
You're the reason radio broadcasting is dying.
Wow.
Your fault.
Photographer, no? See, I would think it's still, you know, a lot of photographers, there's more different ways you can take pictures.
You take pictures in a different way, but there's still plenty of them.
I mean, if you were thinking about, you know, the Kodak one step, you take it and then you shake it.
You know, we haven't gotten a winner yet, and we still had to get a whole lot of slacking off in this show. So
okay. I'm sorry. You want to move on? Yeah. All right, Dean. Thanks for playing, buddy. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Take care.
All right, man. Be careful out there when school gets back in. Blanton out of Charleston, South Carolina is up. Good morning, Blanton.
Hey, John Boy.
Hey, buddy. Hey. All right. It's not photographer, the number one dying profession in the U.S. What have you got?
Television broadcasting.
You say television broadcasting.
Television broadcasting.
It's actually broadcasting in radio and television are grouped together.
Is that right? Oh, okay. So their one's bringing us down.
Now, is that because anybody with a face they can point a camera at, they'll put on TV now?
Yeah, more than likely.
That's the truth.
Really?
I think it's all the streaming opportunities that are available, and people are just basically time shifting everything.
Randy, we have a long show to do today.
Did we get a winner yet? I quit listening.
All right, Blaine, you have a great Labor Day weekend down in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina.
Y'all too. Thanks a bunch.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you. Let's go to Mark. He's in Birmingham, Alabama. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, John Boy.
Hey, man. We are still looking for the number one dying profession. What you got?
You ready? I'm gonna pick travel agent.
Travel agent. Interesting. Let's see.
Yes, it is.
See, I guess I could have gave a hint in this COVID era we got going on there.
There's more to it than COVID. I mean, even outside of COVID, do you want me to explain?
Okay. No, I'm just saying, even worse than what we're doing right now, that's got to be bad.
Yeah, it's because everybody's basically their own travel agent now.
Yeah.
You book your own stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all the bookings you can do on your hotels and airlines, stuff like that. Wow.
This isn't a list post-COVID. This is just a list in general.
So how about that?
It didn't take the COVID.
So these businesses had trouble way before any of this started. Okay.
Yeah, this is a trending thing.
So number one, travel agent. Number two, broadcasters. Mm-hmm. We said radio and TV. And then I think I mentioned earlier this morning, mail carrier, because today is National Newspaper Delivery Boy Day.
Yeah.
And we're talking about that. That's not on the list, but mail carrier is.
Yeah, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says that we'll be down 28% over the next 7 years. So about a fourth, a little over a fourth of the workforce who delivers our mail won't be there.
How about that? All right. We got a lot more, but we're not going to go into it right now, but I will in just a few minutes, okay, because we have a lot to do today as we
That's my slacking off voice.
Mark, you got the Magooster inline spinner surprise pack. You enjoy your go-to lures. That's what they're going to be, buddy. We'll get them down to you in Birmingham.
Appreciate it. Can I give a just shout-out, John Boy?
Yes, sir.
How about first the 95.1 Fox WXFX, where I listen to out of Montgomery, even though I'm in Birmingham, and to send my guys that work with me at Serenity Animal Farm in Clanton, Alabama.
Ooh,
well, I hear you, Mark. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, John Boy.
All right, we're going to jump out and catch you up on your news right on the other side. Look at the rest of the top 15 dying professions.
Well, there's an upsell.
That'll be fun. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio running through your Friday, head into Labor Day weekend. Speaking of labor, we found out about the 15 dying professions. Say you should avoid looking to go into a profession. Number one, travel agent with the online reservation systems like we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Taking them right out of the picture. Broadcaster says music streaming services and industry consolidation causing these careers, both television and radio announcers. Mm-hmm. See, because everybody can be a radio announcer.
You're doing a great job, John.
Thank you.
Well, don't you think so?
Thank you. A burger biggie. Number three, don't get me sidetracked. A lot to do. Mail carrier, as we talk, more people paying their bills online, staying in touch, social media, stuff like that. Mortgage broker. During the Great Recession, the number of traditional mortgage brokers decreased by a staggering 80%.
Man. Yikes.
Because is that mortgage online, too?
You can do that kind of stuff online, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's just not as many people refinancing there as there were.
I heard now's the time to refinance because the rates are low.
That's what I heard, too, John.
Pay attention to the radio, man. You want a profession to go into the whirlwind of dust? Number five, casino cashier.
Huh. I've wondered why that hadn't gone away sooner.
More states are legalizing gambling. Many of those casinos are trending, reducing labor costs by using automated machines.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tightening up the machines so you don't have to go to the window as much, too?
Yeah.
Really, casino cashier.
Yeah.
Well, they'd already started kind of doing that with those slot machines. They stopped coming out of it, and they would just give you the printed
machine. Right, because you just get a thing, it prints out now. Yeah.
I know, man. Tell me about it. Chuck E. Cheese, I had about 500 tickets. All I got was a spider ring.
Right?
That is such a ripoff.
Yeah. Let me get through this top 15. Number six, case researcher.
That would be like a lawyer.
Yes, if you're looking for a career in law, better off focusing your energy on an area that relies more on human emotion and less on technology.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Like picking jurors.
Like bull.
Okay. Mm. Number seven, semiconductor processor. I have no idea.
That's a high-tech job, making chips.
Making chips? Yeah, because automation taking it away from the humans again?
That is correct, yes.
Number eight, middle management positions.
Well, there goes my B job.
Number nine, photo processor.
Can you believe it? There are going to be more people processing film than working in radio.
Hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Crazy. Number 10, data entry clerk. Number 11, telemarketer.
Yeah, good riddance.
Number 12, telephone switchboard operator. Broadcasting is number two, and Sarah, on the switchboard.
Well, it's like that 12. Would be like who a receptionist that answers the phone, like Barbara.
Oh, sorry,
Barbara.
No, but I
mean, sorry you had to find out like this.
No, because you never get to call an operator or 411 or anything anymore.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I was saying about the phone, Ted. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, number 13, newspaper reporter.
Yep. Okay, sorry, Tom. Sorry, you had to...
Well, he took his early retirement
just
anyway,
in time.
Man.
Yeah. Yep.
Number 14, jeweler.
Some
reason. A dying profession. It anticipates an 11% decline for jeweler jobs.
All these professions are dying. Nobody can afford jewelry anymore.
Good point.
And number 5, textile machine worker.
That is my third plan.
Textile mill.
I worked in a textile mill when I was 17 years old.
Mm. Is that right? Yep. Man, yeah, they were all over the South.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're starting to come back a little bit, man.
It's the closest. I don't know about now, so don't be mad, but at that time, it was the closest to working in a prison camp, as you can imagine. I'm not kidding. I mean, they locked the gate. You couldn't leave. You couldn't go outside to your car on a break. Your brakes were very, very controlled. If you wandered away from your workstation for whatever reason, I mean, you got called out on it.
So it was kind of like working here, too.
I did not enjoy that. Yeah. I didn't mind the work.
It's getting shivved in the bathroom.
All righty.
Well, okay. So, all right. There's the top 15.
So, if we
15.
Haven't mentioned you yet, congratulations.
All right. You're in good shape. Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio, rolling through Friday, heading into Labor Day weekend. All right, not ready for drive time players. Here we go, all our places, bright shiny faces. Action!
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, A Day with the Knights. As our story opens, King Reginald of Fessenden is receiving a special guest for dinner at Castle Fessenden in ancient England.
Excuse me, Your Highness, your dinner guest has arrived.
Oh, very good. Show him in.
Presenting the new commander of the Royal Army, Sir Loin of Beefingham.
A pleasure to meet you, Your Majesty. Oh, and you as well. So, I hear this was your first time leading all the hacking and slashing and whatnot. How was it?
Quite nice, actually. We headed out at dawn. We hacked and slashed our way through all the villages of your enemies to the east.
Oh, excellent. Ooh, I hate those guys.
Then we turned our attention to your enemies in the north.
Sweet. They're even worse than the guys in the east.
They will trouble you no more.
Good. What a bunch of beholds.
I agree. We celebrated our victory with a hearty lunch, and then with our horses watered and our bellies full, we attacked your enemies to the west.
Oh, all in one day? Yeah, that's quite a... Wait, did you say you attacked last?
Your enemies to the west.
Sir Loin?
Yes?
I don't have any enemies to the west.
You don't?
No.
Are you sure?
Quite.
Hmm. Well, you do now.
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Damn you!
Tune in again next time when we'll hear the oaf that empties the king's royal chamber pot say...
Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
I'll be writing I'm sorry letters till the cows come.
It's the Big Show on your radio. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, this is Adam Sandler. You're listening to the Big Show with John Boy and Billy.
is the Big Show on the radio for your Friday ahead into Labor Day weekend. Hopefully we'll be all right this weekend weather-wise. Man, we're still thinking about our people down in Louisiana. Hurricane Laura. Hey, y'all see down in the Caribbean, you know, we always talk about the names, how they're new names we ain't never heard before. Yeah. And the one down in the Caribbean, Nana.
Yeah. That's hard to explain to the kids, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody's running from Nana. Why is everybody running from Nana, Mama?
Why did Nana destroy the Caribbean?
Because you didn't eat your vegetables.
Ain't that good?
Could have been worse. It could have been one of those dual storms. It could have been Peepaw came in right behind it.
Man. All right. Well, keep your fingers crossed. Keep your eyes in the sky. Hopefully we'll be all right then. All right. Yeah, we headed closer and closer to Labor Day weekend. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win, it's the current events quiz. Take C, get a Brittle Brothers sampler pack. Good to know in these crazy times, you can count on one thing for sure, the great taste of the most delicious peanut brittle made on earth, Brittle Brothers Gourmet Brittle. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Brittle Brothers logo, enter code JBB at checkout, and get 20% off your order. Hang on, win you some in a sec. First, Friday morning song.
Work, 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 work. Hello, boys. Have a good night's rest. I missed you.
You're young and you got your hair. What do you want with the job?
You know, there are people in this world that don't have to put up with all this.
Shut your pie hole. We're working here.
7 years of college down the drain.
I hate this job. I hate this damn job and I don't need it.
Skills.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
The workers in all magical industries, both evil and benign. Are you feeling at all degraded or oppressed?
A little.
Well, but we don't even have dental.
Are you coming down into the pit?
You know how much I love watching you work, but I've got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder, and Gilda to frame for it. I'm swamped.
Where do you work?
In a tech.
What do you do there?
I sit in a cubicle, but I really don't like it.
So you're gonna quit?
Nah. I'm just gonna stop going.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know.
So you're gonna get another job?
I don't think I'd like another job.
Well, what are you gonna do about money and bills and...
You know, I've never really liked paying bills. I don't think I'm gonna do that either.
Okay.
Go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay?
Mr. Wonka, I don't know if you remember me, but I used to work here in the factory.
Were you one of those despicable spies who every day tried to steal my life's work and sell it to those parasitic copycat candy-making cats?
No, sir.
And wonderful. Welcome back.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too, okay?
I studied on killing you.
Thanks.
I studied about it quite a bit.
That would be great. Okay?
Something.
When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you,
sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays?
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Calm down. I am calm. What is it with you people?
You people.
I don't mean you people. I mean you people.
I will not tolerate any racist behavior.
I'm not a racist.
I'm only going to say this one more time. Calm down.
I'm calm!
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Lighten up, Francis.
All right, now it feels like Friday, boy. All right, well, let's play the current events quiz. Bentley, what are we dealing with?
Something new from McDonald's, 40 years in the making.
Okay, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. Take C, you win. We play next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, and our video today brought to you by LS Tractor. Buy a unit over Simply More. Find your local dealer and click on the link at thebigshow.com. See our video, Never Turn Your Back on a Train.
Wow.
It's just wild, man. You got to see it. It's right there at thebigshow.com. And are we ready, girl?
Ready? Okay.
Yay. And we got Clay out of New Bern, North Carolina. Good morning, Clay.
Good morning, John Boy. How's everybody doing?
Man, we are doing good. Heading into Labor Day. You looking forward to the weekend?
I definitely am. Going to be heading down to the beautiful beaches of Emerald Isle and hanging out.
Emerald Isle, nice spot. All right, Clay. Well, let's see if we can send you off a winner, buddy. Listen to Bidley.
Well, big news from McDonald's. The Golden Arches are about to launch the first change to Chicken McNuggets in the product's almost 40-year history. Oh. On September the 15th, McDonald's will introduce their brand-new Spicy Chicken McNuggets. It's the first new McNugget flavor since 1993, available for a limited time only. The company says they've gotten a lot of requests for a spicier McNugget in recent years. Less than 2 weeks, here it comes. One customer who tested the new spicy McNugget said they're not half bad, although he would like to see them tweak the new flavor to include A, more heat, B, a buffalo-style sauce, or C, maybe some actual chicken?
What you got, Clay?
You know, I've never been accused of being a genius, but I think I'm going to go with C. Hey.
Nuggets with a kick. A kick in the nuggets. See?
See, that's the kind of thing you need to come in. Not that stupid inspirational poster stuff you come up with.
I'm working on it.
Kicking the nuggets. Now, that's funny.
Clay, we're going to send you some Brittle Brothers Gourmet Brittle for you to enjoy, buddy.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Can I give a real quick shout-out?
You go ahead.
I appreciate it. I am getting married next weekend, the weekend after Labor Day, so ooh. I want to give a shout-out to my bride-to-be, Kelly, and we're going to do this thing.
All right, Clay. Well, congratulations on your upcoming nugget nuptials.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I hope I get some nuggets too.
I think you're doing it wrong.
Okay. I hope she gets some nuggets.
Oh, there you go.
Bottom of the hour, time on the top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for this September 4th. Hang on for a laugh.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Hi, is this Mr. Pesto?
No, this is.
Yeah, morning, Seal. What's shaking?
All four cheeks and a couple of chins. But that's all about to change. I just got a membership at Gold's Gym.
Working out, huh?
Yeah, I realize I finally hit that awkward age. I'm too old to do Jaeger shots at the bar, but too young to be the crazy cat lady at the end of the block.
Hey, you know, they say the gym's a good place to meet guys.
I know. As a matter of fact, I met a great guy just the other day over at the leg press machine. Tall, hunky, tons of personality, good job, great car, loves movies, and I mean real movies, not the kind where Larry the Cable Guy accidentally invades Mexico.
He's your Larry. So anyway, what happened?
Well, normally I'm not the kind of girl to ask a guy out, but this dude was so hot I couldn't help myself.
And?
I should have known he was too good to be true.
Uh-oh, he's got a girlfriend?
Worse than that.
Married?
Gay.
How gay?
Flaming.
Ouch.
Yeah, I tell you, Jimbo, guys are like parking spaces. All the good ones that aren't taken are handicapped.
Hang in there, sweetness. Hey, is Murray in?
Hold on, I'll ask him. Murray, Jimbo and Bobby on two. What? Oh, come on, they're never going to believe that. Hey, Jimbo, would you believe Murray is in L.A. closing a big movie deal?
Not really.
See, I told you. Pick it up.
Hello, Jimbo.
Yeah.
Love ya. Mean it.
Uh-huh.
Hey, babe, you still going fishing with Captain Crunch and Captain Morgan this weekend?
Yeah, that's me and the Deadliest Catch guys. We're going out on Saturday.
Excellent. I am very excited about this, babe. In fact, I think this trip could open the door to a really big payday in the very near future.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's up?
I took out $1 million accidental death policy on you for the weekend.
Don't worry. Please, these guys are expert captains, man. Nobody's going to die.
Oh, I know that. But there's also an accidental dismemberment rider that's worth $200,000 all by itself.
So you're rooting for me to lose an arm or something?
Of course not. A leg will work just as good. In fact, three or more toes on one foot is enough to trigger a payoff.
Well, I hope you don't get your hopes up.
Oh, and just so you know, I'm having some very promising talks with the Discovery Channel right now about a possible Jimbo guest appearance.
Oh, you mean I might get to be on Deadliest Catch next season?
No, the Mythbusters want to strap a solid fuel rocket to the top of your pickup truck. Oh, also, the guy from Future Weapons wants you to help him test a new heat-seeking artillery shell. Hey, and if you're willing to go swimming with an open cut on your leg, I can get you a featured guest shot on Shark Week.
Well, have you got anything that doesn't involve me getting killed on the Discovery Channel?
Yes, I am talking to the History Channel about season two of Ice Road Truckers.
Oh, they want me to drive a big rig across Canada?
No, they saw your publicity photos. One of the truckers wants to buy that fur-lined cape of yours. It's not exactly three or more toes on one foot money, but you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, well, keep up the good work.
You know I will, because I love you more than my folks. Nothing is more important to me than the success of... hold on, babe. Bigger name on the other line. Bill, tell DJ Qualls I'll call him right back. Thanks, babe. What not? Mean it. Hey, Jimbo, I got to go. Let's do the lunch thing later. Have your machine call my machine. And give my love to Bobby.
That's Billy.
Him too. And Jimbo.
What?
Call me.
John Boy and Billy.
Well, I better get on the air. Who knows? Somebody might be listening.
That could be.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. It's time to act like...
Yo, what's up? You know where Patrick's at, don't you? Have you seen him? He's out front. I had to put the cone of shame on him because he's got contact dermatitis and he won't stop chewing at his arm. And he can't get in the door. He keeps running into the door. I don't keep him busy. That'll wear him out. I'll wind up driving home. He'll be asleep in the back seat. Welcome to Axe Ike, the place to go for all the 411 you need for all your, what you call, intrapersonal relationship-y. Dig this. Dear Ike, this isn't a relationship question, but I do need your expertise. The music industry is filled with one-hit wonders. Each one has unforgettable sound and lyric, but the performers seldom have a follow-up hit. It seems that everyone at the Big Show has reignited interest in a song from days gone by. Of course, I'm referring to Bird Girl Rap. As a legendary musical icon, I just wanted to get your take on it. Thank you for your time, Derek from Virginia. Dear Derek, I appreciate your recognizance of my profundical knowledge of the aforementioned music business.
What?
You would not be the first dude to turntabulate to yours truly for in-depthical analysis. Allow me to pontificate on this subject. Now, while Bird Girl Rap did not reach globular popularity, it is indeed a one-hit wonder. But what makes it head and shoulders above, oh, let's say, Purpular People Eater, or Me and Mrs. Jonas's, or Hooker on a Feeling, or any number of similar tunes, the singer-songwriter here never set out to make a hit. Let me preach on it. Now, before I start breaking this down for all the crackers and crackheads, let's all experience it one more time. Randy, give me the beat!
Oh, John Boy and Billy, everything is going to be all right. John Boy and Billy, you know you are the best. Come on now, clap your hands, sing along with us, because we are the rap masters. The Birdman, singer, Kelly, rapper, you have different people on your Big Show.
Furthermore, they're the rock and roll station. 10 years and coming more.
Man, what's up with that, man? All right, fools, this is Professor Turner's Anatomy of a Hit. First, Bird Girl says, oh, John Boy and Billy. See, now, she gets the topic out of the way up front. Now you know who the damn song is about. Sir Mix-a-Lot rapped for 20 damn minutes before he gets to Baby Got Back. And then she says, everything's gonna be all right. You know, be cool, homies. Future's bright. Don't worry about nothing. Bird Girl got this. Again, John Boy and Billy. Now, this is in case someone tunes into the song after it got started. Helps keep new listeners up to speed. You're welcome, damn it. You know you are the best. Now, this is stating the oblivious, but the narrative is necessary to keeping the theme moving. Not to mention, it's kind of a suck-up. But don't matter, it fits so perfectly. Come on now, clap your hands, sing along with us. Seems simpleton, don't it? But this is a genius move. Why? Shut up and I'll tell you. In a few shortified words, she gets the audience involved. Come on, you dumbasses. Clap them hands. It should be on the steering wheel. If you love us, you'll do it. You know the damn words. Get involved. We love you more. Whatever that stupid catchphraseology is. Because we are the rap masters. Birdman, singer Kelly, rapper. Boom. Identify yourself, my sister. Let the people know who's producifying these magical, seductive-ish rhymes. It's called Plug Yourself. And she do it one time. One damn time. If Kanye West did this song, he'd be talking about his own self and not John Boy and Billy. Everything gonna be all right. See? It's contagious. You have different people on your Big Show. Smart lyricality. See, as much as we all love John Boy and Billy, hell, if that ain't enough for you, we got other people too. There's Dumb Blonde and Sissy Randy and White Black Girl and Fat Pollock and Andy putting them on the glass. Hell, Handsome moved to St. Louis. We'll give you his damn phone number if you want it. And guests, we got a damn buttload. There's something for everyone on this show. Hell, we even got a dog. But in true maestroishness, she don't need to oversell it. See, that's a professional. Furthermore, they're the rock and roll station. 10 years and coming more. Birdman, drop the damn mic. Come in more. He only got one line, but he's a regular Nostra dumbass, ain't he? Come in more, you damn right. Come in more. Been on the air so long, John Boy got a bionic knee and Billy vaping. Damn! Like he had a time machine or something. All that informationality and insightfulness in one damn song. It's mind-boggulating. That's what it is. Mind-boggulating. Whew. I am overwhelmulated. I'm all caught up in the moment. I'm getting kind of emotional. The real question is, and what I want to know, where is Bird Girl now? Where's the Bird Girl? Well, did you know that she's still singing? Yeah, baby. She just did a cover version of a big hit. Randy, give me the beat. She's still mastering lyrics, ain't she? And got the voice down pat. Oh, baby, I might be in love. So there you go, Derek. Pretty damn slick. I hope my insightliness did you the trick. Bird Girl was a genius, talented as hell. And I think your boy Ike's fallen under her spell. Today, she's a bit older, maybe in her 40s. That's just old enough to be one of my shorties. So excuse me, brother. Gotta bring the thunder. Gonna make Bird Girl my own one-hit wonder. As in, hit it once and she wonder where the hell I went. This is Ike. Peace out. Everything gonna be all right.
Oh, but my daddy's an idiot.
It's a big show on your radio. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hello. Yes, Jeff Goldblum. You know me from Thor, I guess. Maybe not. But you're listening to none other than John Boy and who's it? Billy. Yes, John Boy and Billy. I knew it all along. I was just setting it up for suspense.
Big Show's on the radio. Said, head into Labor Day weekend. For the holiday weekend, let's try that public service announcement over in Studio B.
Okay, Dwayne, we're going to try it once more. Just remember now, introduce yourself and read what's on the paper in front of you. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, fine. Dwayne Stopp, Substance Abuse Awareness Campaign. This is take 9. Wayne, that's your cue.
Oh, right. Anytime you're ready.
We're ready, Wayne, go.
Oh, hi. This is Dwayne Stomp of Blacktooth. Kids, when you drink and drive...
No, Dwayne. No, cut it down. It's not when you drink and drive.
Oh, right. Let me do it again.
Yeah, good idea. This is Dwayne Stomp, PSA, take 10.
Hi, this is Dwayne Stomp. When I drink and drive, I'll...
Cut, Dwayne. Dwayne, this spot is supposed to be against driving while intoxicated.
What?
Never mind. We'll do it one more time. And remember, say, don't do drugs. And if you must drink this holiday weekend, don't drive. You got it?
I told you I got it.
Fine. Dwayne Stomp, PSA, take, 11.
Hi, I'm Dwayne Stomp telling you, If you do drugs this weekend, don't drive.
Wrong again, Dwayne. It's don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
That's what I said.
No, it's not. Not even close to what you said.
You come in this booth, I'll show you how close it was, Sherlock.
We're going to do it again, Dwayne. Say don't do drugs. If you must drink this holiday weekend, do not drive. Take 12.
This is Dwayne Stump. Weekends are for drunks. Do drugs.
Okay, Dwayne, thank you very much for coming in. I think with a little editing, we've got something we can use.
Don't do drugs. And if
you must drink
this holiday weekend, don't
drive.
Good morning. Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a Happy Herd prize pack. Unseasoned here, and Happy Herd makes the highest quality attractants, minerals, and feed for deer, bear, and hogs in the hunting industry. If you're not using the Happy Herd nutrition system, better hope your neighbors aren't either. Go to thebigshow.com, click on the Happy Herd link, enter code JBB2020 at checkout, and you get 10% off. Hang on, we'll play in minutes. The boys are racing in Darlington this Sunday for the Southern 500. Southern 500 brings back a lot of good memories, man. Us hanging out at Darlington, the lady in black, too tough to tame. And that was just Jackie driving us. Thank you very much. I'm going to workshop some material.
You know, I would just suggest you spend some time with Randy.
Yeah, that'd be good. Maybe the holiday weekend we'll just...
Let's stay back in the good old days. We had this race song.
I started out on local tracks for bragging rights or a cold six-pack. Following the lead of my family tree, it didn't take much of a reason for me. I used to root for the Alabama gang, held my breath at the sight of flame. I tried drag racing on a quarter mile and soon found out that it wasn't my style. Focused back in on the round track race with a big time sponsor, I was keeping up pace. From the banks of Talladega to the Monster Mile, I'm driving like crazy and it's driving me wild. Pit crew's ready and to strap me in. I feel the heat in my chest again. The neck goes up, my goggles down. Tension builds in Charlottetown. Plug your wheels and grab a seat. Start those engines now. It's need for speed and a heart that's driven. Round and round, turning left for a living. Heating up wheels behind the pace car. 500 miles, but we don't go far. I'm the man of the hour sitting on the pole. The green flag drops and the thunder rolls. Find a drafting partner running nose to tail. Pedal to the metal, just giving it hell. Get you back in before they shut the door. Eli shouts trouble on turn four. Running three wide as we hit the smoke. Say a little prayer and go for broke. Burning fuel, screeching steel. Hold my breath, time stands still. Pit crew's ready and to strap me in. I feel the heat in my chest again. The net goes up, my goggles down. Tension builds in Charlottetown. Plug your ears and grab a seat. Start those engines now. It's a need for speed and a heart that's driven. Round and round. The pit crew's ready and to strap me in. I feel the heat in my chest again. The net goes up, my goggles down. Tension builds in Charlottetown. Plug your ears and grab a seat. Start those engines now. It's a need for speed and a heart that's driven. Round and round, turn left for living. is gone now, boy.
Yeah. I feel like I was there.
You were there.
And I was. It feels like it. All right. Y'all ready to play Wordy Word?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see if we can pull this off. 1-800-BIG-SHOW is your toll-free line. Let's get a couple contestants. We'll play next. Shows on the radio. The video today brought to you by Buzz from LS Tractor. A buy unit over Simply More. Find your local dealer at TheBigShow.com. We found our video, Never Turn Your Back on a Train.
Yeah.
It is wild, man. Check it out. And, of course, our classic bid request of the morning coming up in minutes. Right now, let's do it.
What everybody said about the bird.
The bird, Let's meet our contestants. We got John from Boonville, Mississippi. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good morning. We're good. Welcome in here. And you're playing Robert from Piedmont, South Carolina. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning. All right, boys, welcome. Robert, you're on Team Tater and Randy. John on the John Boy and Billy side. We'll do two rounds. Good luck to you, boys. All right, here we go. All right, so Robert, you take 30. Me and John will go for the first 30 seconds here, okay?
All right.
All right, John, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. Start the clock now. The shape of a racetrack, not a circle, it's an
oval.
Yeah. All right. The rock blank, where you jump in the deep lake. At the rock, where you dig rock. At the what?
No,
it's what you call the big the whole thing. If you don't
canyon.
Know that, no. Let's both of you try it. I'll take the points right now. this is like maybe a group of something.
Wait, that was a good way to think on your feet, though, Jordan. I like that. Both of you try it. Let's see.
No. So we got a one on the board. All right, one after that.
My
all right,
goodness.
So Robert and Tater are up. All right.
Okay.
You ready, Robert?
I am.
Okay, we'll see. You picking up on that last one? Go.
This is where they dig out a lot of rock, and then it kind of fills up with water.
Yeah.
Yes. The opposite of small.
Big.
There you go. This is when you have no hair on the top of your head.
Bald.
You eat a chocolate chip blank. It's crunchy.
Cookie.
Yep. This is the a female cow is called one of these.
Female what?
Cow. Cow. Moo. Moo.
Cow. Female cow.
Yeah. Right. Oh, hold it right there. That's a buzzer. Well, y'all did good. Put a four on the board. Robert leads 4-1. All right, here we go with John and Billy. And we're picking up on that last one, John. Ready, go.
A female cow is called a what?
Heifer.
There you go. You might go and you have a manual or automatic in your car is a type of what?
Transmission.
Bam.
There you go. I don't do it for a living. I just do it for fun. I just do it as a what? In my
hobby.
Spare time. There you go. Let's see. A detective looks for these to solve a crime.
Blues.
Yep. Rhymes with it. You wear these on your feet.
Shoes.
Yep. You might have an ice cold one of these after work. Rhymes with it.
Beer.
No? Oh, sorry. Because it was right, just not the right word.
Yeah. So, 5-1, a 6 score for John. So, Robert and Randy, you need 2 to tie. 3 will win.
All right.
You ready, Robert?
It's not helping my slacking off.
You're picking up on that last one. Go.
So it's another.
Brew.
There you go. And it also rhymes with it. If it's not false, it must be.
It's true.
That's right.
Tied up.
All right. Also rhymes with it. It's not old. It's.
Not gold?
No, old. The opposite of old.
New.
Yes.
All new. Right. Oh, he pulled it out. Oh, I'm getting ready to snap.
Why? Because we finished with quarry and they started with opposite of small.
Yeah.
I had the same feeling. Oh, yeah.
John, we came up a little short, buddy, but you can try again in a contest anytime, all right?
Yeah, what the hell, quarry?
Exactly.
All right, John, we appreciate you, buddy. Have a good Labor Day weekend, man.
Hey, let me give one quick shout out. I'll get off of here.
All right, go ahead.
Mike Hughes, my buddy in the area. He always plays your games. My wife, Patty. And then my Alabama buddy, Joey Jackson. Thank you.
John, we appreciate
Joey would have got quarry.
You and yours.
Yeah, yeah. I bet he would have, too.
Yeah. All right, buddy. And Robert from Piedmont, South Carolina, your Happy Herd prize pack is headed down your way for your victory.
Awesome.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, time for our classic bit request of the morning. We got John Graham out of Gastonia, North Carolina. He says, please, Murray with some married names. Oh, yeah, man, that's a good request there, John. We'll get it for you. Coming up. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic beer request this morning from John Graham, Gastonia, North Carolina. Here this call to our agent.
Hello, Red Hot Darn Incorporated. For the act that's perfect for all big events, try John Boy and Billy. They're real Southern gents. Available now. We'll call them by beeper. We book them a lot because nobody works cheaper.
Hey, is this Mr. Pesto?
No, this is.
Yeah, your cheap Southern gents here. How's it going, baby?
Okay,
hey,
I guess.
Hey, Sam, are you still going out with Glenn, you know, the Earnhardt fan?
No way. That only lasted a couple of months.
What happened?
He's nuts!
You didn't know that?
Well, sure I did, but he changed.
What do you mean?
After dating me for a couple of months, he was also bro!
So, you going out with anybody now?
You know, actually, Murray's nephew Sherman is in town, and we've been out a couple of times lately. Mm.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I couldn't help myself. He came in and whispered those three little words to me.
What three little words?
I'll buy dinner.
Gee, Sal, you're getting kind of mercenary lately.
I'm not a mercenary.
Well, what would you call it?
I'm striking a blow for disgruntled women everywhere by exploiting men financially.
In other words,
I'm a gold digger.
Well, speaking of exploiting people financially, is Murray in?
Hold on, I'll ask him. Right. Murray, Jimbo and Bobby on two. Stop making that face. Pick up the phone. Oh, please,
he'll
be right with you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hello, Jimbo.
Murray.
Love ya. Mean it.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, we hear Sherman's back in town, Murray. Did he finish the comedy writing school out in L.A.?
No, he's taking some time off. There was a fire in the building.
A fire?
Mm. Yeah, one of the guys in the prop comics class was flunking out and ended up coming back after hours and torched the place. School shut down while they rebuild. You know?
So how's Sherman doing?
Hey, great. He's at the top of his class. Would you like to hear some stuff he's been working on lately? It's really killer.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Here's a concept humor assignment he finished right before the holidays.
Uh-huh.
It's a list of famous people and what their names would be if they married. For example, if Boog Powell married Philippe Alou, he'd be Boogaloo. Got it?
Got it, yeah.
Okay, here we go. If Dolly Parton married Salvador Dali, she'd be Dolly Dolly. If Bo Derek married Don Ho, she'd be Bo Ho. If Heidi Fleiss married Don Ho, she'd be Heidi Ho. Don Ho is a godsend to this kind of humor. If B. Arthur married Sting, she'd be B. Sting. If Tuesday Weld married Frederick March the 2nd, she'd be Tuesday March the 2nd. If Snoop Doggy Dog married Winnie the Pooh, he'd be Snoop Doggy Dog Poo. If G. Gordon Liddy married Boutros Ghali and then divorced him and married Kenny G, he'd be G. Dolly G. Here's a good one. If Woody Allen married Natalie Wood, then divorced her and married Gregory Peck, then divorced him and married Ben Hur, he'd be Woody Wood Peck Hur. If Sandra Locke married Elliot Ness, then divorced him and married Herman Munster, she'd be Sandra Locke Ness Munster. And here's my personal favorite. If Dolly Parton married Tommy Smothers and then divorced him and married 60s TV character Mr. Lucky, then divorced him and married Martin Short, then divorced him and married blues guitar legend Buddy Guy. Think of the headline for that wedding announcement. Dolly Parton Smothers Lucky Short Guy. What do you think?
That's not bad. I think Sherman may have the goods after all.
Hey, he's got some killer light bulb jokes, too. See, I'll flash some stuff over. You guys give it a look.
Hey, speaking of promising careers, anything cooking for us?
Jimbo, is food all you ever think about?
I mean cooking career-wise.
Yeah, right. Like anybody would give you a job in the kitchen.
I mean cooking, as in, do you have any gigs lined up for us?
Cooking, gigs lined, I don't get it.
When I said cooking, I didn't mean cooking, I meant coming up.
You know, Jimbo, this comedy school in L.A. has an accelerated 3-week refresher course. Maybe I should sign you up. And I'll have Steel Fax Sherman stuff over right away. It sounds like you could use some help. Okay?
All right, whatever,
hey,
man.
Hey, let's do the lunch thing later. Have your machine call my machine. And give my love to Bobby.
That's Billy.
Him too. And Jimbo,
what?
Call me.
Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Now, by Friday morning quarterback Tom Sorensen. And we got him on the line right now. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John Boy. How are you?
Hey, buddy, we're good. All right. That's the deal. Looking forward to talking to you today. We should be 6 days away from the start of the NFL season. Are we still on track?
I like the way you said should be. Yeah, everything is clicking along. And,
well, good, because he's putting a lot of pressure on you, it sounds like. You personally, yeah.
It's been an interesting week. You know, the Panthers here in Charlotte are still negotiating with the league. And with the state to try to get them. They won't host the opener. They're playing Vegas in the opener. But they play also on their fourth game is home against Arizona, and they're trying to get the league to let them have some fans. And they're using these things called germ zapping robots to keep the place clean. And they look, remember the show Lost in Space?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And they had that like waterhead robot. it looks just like that, man. It sprays xenon light, which is my favorite kind of life. And just think of the robots all over the damn place and trying to get the state just to say, look how clean this is. Let us have some people here. So that'll be interesting.
See, I would be down to watch about an hour of that, just that.
So they announced, Tom, Carolina Panthers will have no fans in the stands the first game. And then, like you said, they're on the road for a couple of weeks. And then it'll be Arizona back. So hopefully they have fans. Some fans in the stands. So it just depends on which NFL stadium where they're located, whether they're going to have some fans or not.
Right. And there, again, everything is aimed for October 4th for that Arizona game. And it's just, you know, the state's opening up gradually today, gymnasiums and bowling alleys and stuff like that. And they're negotiating, man. And I think Dave Tepper's the tough guy to say no to. So I think there's a good chance they will have fans for that game.
Right. All right. So the first game is this Thursday, coming up this Thursday.
It is KC against Houston, and my first official pick of the season is I like the Chiefs by 10.
All right, man. That's good, man. That's going to be a couple good quarterbacks against each other. I guess they did that on purpose. This should be a good game, huh?
Yeah, I think they like to start the season with good games.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's awesome, man. Oh, I think we just lost time.
Well, he was done anyway. Now, get him back on the phone, Jack. Okay.
Let me make that. So KC will beat Houston by 10 points, Tom's first pick of the 2020 NFL season. All right. All right, we got you back on, Tom. Good morning again.
Hey, how are you? Feel good?
Good. Yes, all right. I got that down, KC by 10. I guess next Friday we'll do your first full schedule of pick'ems for our Sunday and Monday night games.
That is correct. And I spent a lot of time doing this, but I picked the record for every team in the league, picked my Super Bowl finalists, picked my Super Bowl winner, and it's so interesting now. I mean, New England with Cam Newton and Tampa Bay, which might have the best receivers in the league with Tom Brady, and KC with Mahomes and Jackson and Baltimore, and it's just some really – It's always like this, man. Every season is going to be sort of cool, and they always are.
That's it, man. So you want to run through your predictions here, since we'll be picking a full slate next week?
Yeah, I'd like to. I've got do you want record for every team, or you want – sure, I'll do that. In the AFC, I got Buffalo at 10-6, got New England and Cam Newton at 8-8. And got the bottom feeders, Miami and the Jets at 5-11. AFC North got Baltimore at 12-4. Pittsburgh's got Big Ben back. He's 50 years old now. I got them at 9-7. Cleveland's always going to be good. They're never good. I got them at 9-7. And got Cincinnati at 4-12. And the AFC South have Houston at 8-8. Indy at 8-8. I like Tennessee, man. They were so good last season. They came out of nowhere. I got them at 9-7. And Jacksonville, which is trying really hard to be very bad, I got them at 2-14.
Wow.
And finally in the West, I've got KC at 12-4 and have the Chargers, Denver, and your Las Vegas Raiders at 7-9.
All right. All right. So head to the NFC.
Head to the NFC. Got Philadelphia. I think they're going to be good. Got them at 10-6. Got Dallas at 9-7. Got the Giants at 7-9 and Ron Rivera and the Washington football team at 4-12. NFC North, I think Minnesota's going to be good. They're 10-6. Got Green Bay at 8-8 and have the Bears and Detroit at 7-9. NFC South, I've got New Orleans, which is just always so good with Drew Brees at 12-4. Got Tampa Bay and Brady at 10-6. Got Atlanta at 7-9 and have the Panthers at 6-10. And lastly, in the West, have two really good teams. It's Seattle 11-5, San Francisco 11-5, the Rams at 8-8, and Arizona at 7-9. And the toughest part for me making these picks was to make sure the teams had as many victories as they did losses. Math is not my strong suit. I was going to call Randy.
Yeah, let's talk sports.
So Tom, last year, refresh our memory about your Super Bowl picks. Who did you pick for the Super Bowl? How did that turn out?
I had the fact that I can't remember, it means that it's probably didn't turn out too well. New Orleans beating New England.
That's right.
And this year, I have Baltimore beating Seattle.
Baltimore beating Seattle in the Super Bowl. And I remember talking about that. Yeah, because you came real close last year, the way things worked out toward the end. But, all right, Baltimore, Seattle. All right. Play C-Max.
Saints were good. Saints were good. And I almost picked them again. But at some point, Brees is going to have to slow down a little bit. And I think he'll be really good. I just think Seattle and Russell Wilson will be better.
All right, buddy. Good work, Tom. Well, we can't wait. We'll make the pick'ems for week one. See you next Friday after the Thursday night game. All right, buddy.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tom. We appreciate you, buddy. Looking forward to this season. Let's hope we can get it back to normal, get you in here, and beat you on some wordy word before you make your picks, too. All right, let's get it, Bill.
BitBox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's the perfect time for John Boy and Billy Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
Y'all, you got the Saturday show kicking you Labor Day weekend off first thing on tomorrow. We'll be best of on Monday, back in here on Tuesday. Y'all be careful out there. We love and you mean it.
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.